College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Mix? I know Dan from SeaTac is. Dan, are you there?
Oh, yeah.
Dan, were you listening to the men's room around 5:40 yesterday to hear the cheat sheet?
No, I was stuck in traffic with a wreck.
Oh, that sounds horrible.
Well, not good about the traffic, but good that you're a man of integrity and listen to the cheat sheet.
It's an even playing field.
Yes.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Dan has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do this.
What is the name of Charlie Brown's dog in the classic Peanuts franchise?
Snoopy.
Correct. What band has the hit songs Hurt and Closer?
Pass.
What is the name of the stadium where the Super Bowl will be played this year?
The Superdome.
Correct. Who played George Banks in the 90s romantic comedy Father of the Bride?
Steve Martin.
Yes. What famous DJ is collaborating with Heinz and releasing a limited edition mustard?
2 Chainz?
No.
Pass.
Animals that live primarily or entirely on land are called what?
Mammals?
No.
Land dwellers?
No.
Pass.
What candy is individually wrapped and contains a joke on each wrapper?
Laffy Taffy.
Yes. What type of animal is Sven from the Frozen movies?
Squirrel?
No.
Rat?
No.
Damn.
Dan, you got 4 correct.
Okay.
Is that a CB radio in the background? What is happening?
Yeah. Who is that?
Just some radio chatter, some guys calling out something that's going wrong at SeaTac.
Oh!
I thought they were saying good job to you or something.
Oh, no. I just had my radio up too loud because I was being blasted out by the Jets. So.
Are you at work?
Yes, I am. I'm on my break.
Oh, I love that. Okay. Well, Steve, are you ready?
We will win! We will win! We will win!
Yes.
Wow. A little cocky there. What is the name of Charlie Brown's dog in the classic Peanuts franchise?
Snoopy.
Absolutely. What band has the hit songs Hurt and Closer?
Nine Snails.
Yes. What is the name of the stadium where the Super Bowl will be played this year?
Is that the Mercedes-Benz Stadium?
No.
The New Orleans Superdome?
No.
The Domey Dome. Domer.
No. Who played George Banks in the 90s romantic comedy Father of the Bride?
Oh, fun movie. Steve Martin.
Correct. What famous DJ is collaborating with Heinz and releasing a limited edition mustard?
That would be Miles Montgomery.
No.
DJ Khaled?
No.
DJ Aoki?
No. Animals that live primarily or entirely on land are called what? No.
Oh, it's DJ Mustard. Damn it.
I gave you the answer.
I know. What was the question again?
Animals that live primarily or entirely on land are called what?
Amphibian?
No.
Amphibious?
No.
Land things?
No. What candy is individually wrapped and contains a joke on each wrapper?
Laffy Taffy.
Yes. Steve? Okay, wait. Let me just ask Taryn really quick. You said New Orleans Superdome.
I would give that to him.
You would have?
Because it's called the Superdome.
Yeah.
Well.
And it's in New Orleans. I mean, I think that's the right answer.
Then in that case, you got 5 correct, which is a win.
Ugh.
5-4. Sorry, Dan.
All right. I'll get him next time.
Yes, you will.
Have a good day at work.
I'm the best.
Oh, it's now the Caesars Superdome.
I would have taken Superdome or Caesars Superdome.
I remember it was Mercedes-Benz Stadium. That's what when I went for WrestleMania, I think that's what it was called.
And you said New Orleans Superdome? I don't know.
I don't know either. I'm going to go with what Tyron said because I probably would have said no, I didn't deserve it.
I mean, I think Jeopardy would have given that to you. So
I don't think Jeopardy would even let me through the front door.
No. You eventually got that DJ Mustard is finally making a limited edition mustard. Very exciting.
And I don't even know who the hell DJ Mustard is until the story came out.
Oh, he makes all the hip hop beats, like the Kendrick Lamar. Not like us, the famous beat that he won a bajillion Grammys for.
It's DJ Mustard.
Yeah. Danny, animals that live primarily or entirely on land are called what?
I don't know.
Yeah, I thought you knew this. Terrestrial.
Oh.
Terrestrial.
That.
Yes. And one you didn't get to, which I know you're going to know. What type of animal is Sven from the Frozen movies?
Reindeer.
Yep, see, I knew it. Well, congrats, you still beat Dan.
Marshawn Lynch, Beast Mode, does a podcast. And on a recent episode, he ended up going off on a former teammate and called him soft.
Because he was soft as...
Well, because...
No, he was soft.
Oh.
Who do you think he's talking about?
And it's not who you think.
You're going to hear from Beast Mode himself after Ozzy Osbourne.
The Daily Mix Show.
The Get Got Pod features Marshawn Lynch and Mike Robinson. And they just had former Seahawks offensive line coach Tom Cable on as a guest.
And Tom was the coach for them back when they won the Super Bowl.
Those were some good years back then, Steve.
Absolutely, all three of those guys.
So while they were chatting, they brought up former O-lineman Russell Okung, and Marshawn ended up going off on his former teammate.
Now what I got to do is get this guy to grind, because sometimes he drives me crazy because he's passive.
Because he was soft as... Well, because he was a left tackle, you know.
Marshawn doesn't pull back at all. It's just right on the... Tom's trying to be all, political with it. Like, yeah, he was a very sensitive guy. Marshawn's like, he was soft.
Left tackle, you know.
Because he was soft. No, he was soft. Russell used to want to kill me because I'll tell it. Oh, right. He was soft.
Russell's going to tell you right now. Okung, he was soft.
I'm going to call him.
He
give me some big
boy. Of that, I would love to have been in a locker room to watch some of the ridiculousness that was going on behind the scenes, like them arguing over if he's soft or not.
What a blast!
Give him some Bitcoin with your soft ass.
He just ain't the
best spend Bitcoin. That's soft. Give me my money in cash.
Okay. So if you don't know, Russell Okung was one of the few players that said, "I want to get paid in Bitcoin instead of getting paid in cash or getting paid, with a check." And I think, at one point, I'm not sure where it's at now, but, he got, $6 million in Bitcoin. He says it's, over $20 million.
Oh, my gosh.
And he was also, he represented himself. Russell was, he was his own kind of dude. He was a little different.
For sure.
In that sense.
Give me my money Russell in cash, and I'm going to put the on me.
I done sponge blocked with him before. I'd have been in the mix with him.
I didn't say he ain't strong.
He was soft.
Oh, bro, I'm telling you.
He get you.
I didn't just play with Russell. I go out with Russell. I party with Russell.
Mike's point.
He was soft.
You were the ringleader because you had the ball in your hand, so you're going to initiate everything.
Thank you.
Okay.
Well,
then you had all these dudes coming. Russ would be a step behind saying, if they mess with any of them, I'm going to get them.
I'm telling you.
And you didn't realize that.
That was cute.
So that's cute that you're sticking up for your guy, but he was soft.
I feel like we had just as many bleeps as we had not bleeps in that clip.
It's insane. On YouTube, they don't let the F words go. So it's just oh my goodness, man. It's tough to follow what Marshawn's saying when you can't hear him say what he wants to say.
He's a gem.
And
forever.
How about today? It's the anniversary. It was today back in 2014 that all of us were freezing our... Well, to quote Marshawn Lynch,
grabbing my ding ding,
freezing our ding dings off outside, celebrating with the big Super Bowl parade.
Didn't he have a bottle of Fireball riding on the float? That was the best.
They rode on the Ducks.
The Ducks,
back
that's
in the
right.
Ride the Ducks days, and they were riding through the streets of Seattle, and everybody's having a great time, especially Marshawn. Who I don't know if he got it from a fan or he just had it, but he was letting fans have swigs.
Absolutely. Yeah. How else did we stay warm? We needed that Fireball. It was a cold day.
It was so cold. It was unbearable. I remember we all ended up in the stadium. For the speeches and all the pomp and circumstance, but your hands were numb because it was so cold.
Mm.
But we stood out there because we weren't soft.
Yeah, because we're Super Bowl champions.
Yeah, I think Russell Okung was in the locker room.
Soft.
No.
The Super Bowl is coming up this weekend, and the commercials are already being released online. And for some reason, this has really pissed a lot of people off. So we're going to have to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
The Daily Mix Show. Everyone knows social media is a time suck. And what you're about to hear proves it.
If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Ahead of the Super Bowl featuring the Eagles and the Chiefs, a lot of the commercials have already been released and are available for online consumption, Steve.
I feel like each day there's like a handful that are out to the point where I'm like, I think we've seen them all now.
Yeah, it really doesn't leave a lot of anticipation around the Super Bowl commercials at all. So
have you been paying attention to any of them?
I watched the Meg Ryan and Billy Crystal one, which was so funny.
Yep.
Sydney Sweeney makes a little cameo appearance in there, which is great as well.
They do the whole When Harry Met Sally scene that was in the restaurant that involves some happy moments.
Yeah, for Manny.
It's pretty fantastic, yes.
There's the Coors Light Slow Monday featuring the sloths.
Okay.
There's some really cute ones, but some people are already feeling a little bit upset about this. So we need to go straight to the comments.
Yep, this is a chance for us to illustrate how people get worked up over the dumbest stuff. And this might be truly the dumbest thing, is that people are mad that commercials are out for consumption before the actual Super Bowl. So in honor of the big game, reading the comments that we found, it's the star of the Super Bowl, of course, Taylor Swift. So we have Robot Taylor with the comments. Are you ready?
Let's hear it.
I'm just so done. Seriously done. I mean, Santa doesn't drop off presents a week early. Why are they doing this?
Well, you say it that way. You're absolutely right.
I mean, I would not compare Christmas to the Super Bowl ever, but here we are.
I mean, the Seahawks are in it. Then that year, yeah, it's way better than Christmas. For sorry, sure. Santa.
All of my excitement for the Super Bowl is gone. This is what's wrong with our country.
Shut up.
We all gather together this Sunday to celebrate commercialism at its worst. And don't even get me started on the actual game and the f***ing Crooked Reefs.
Okay, I think she meant refs.
Reef.
Robot Taylor's not really good with certain words that aren't actual words, apparently.
Crooked Reef? Does that mean it's like laced with something? What is Crooked Reef?
I can't wait to celebrate the commercialization of America this Sunday, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Come on. Relax, people.
There will never be a better commercial than the Budweiser Frog commercial. Bud. Wise.
Those were great.
Would you say that's the greatest? What's better? The Budweiser Frogs or the What's Up?
Oh, probably was that. But because that just became a phrase that people used everywhere.
But I would get fired up when all of a sudden it would cut to the scene of like in a pond or in like the lake. And then all of a sudden you just hear the frogs kind of going ribbit it, ribbit it.
Oh, they're
going
to say it.
They're going to do it.
Thank you. I want to see the commercials. But the last thing I want to see is the Chiefs win again. And that annoying wench, Taylor Swift.
Robot Taylor, not a fan of Taylor Swift.
I'm not a Swiftie, but she doesn't bother me at all. I think she's great.
When people get so mad, I'm like, it's for seconds. It's for seconds, and they move on. Like, if that bothers you that much, man, maybe life is pretty good for you because it shouldn't bother you that much.
Yeah, get over it.
Sick. Now that the commercials are online, I don't have to watch Super Sports Ball this Sunday or whatever it's called.
Oh, shut up. You know it's called the Super Bowl. You know it's called football. You don't need to go down that road. Oh, did you see just this morning the most recent Super Bowl commercial?
No.
Oh, my gosh. It's the greatest thing ever. It involves Seal. You remember the singer Seal?
Yes.
And he's a seal that sings for Mountain Dew.
No.
And here's a clip of it.
In that marketing meeting where someone was like, here's the pitch.
Yeah, was it acid? Was it marijuana or mushrooms? Somebody came up with this when they were on some kind of a mind-altering experience.
Oh, I think that's already my favorite one.
Just the fact
that is insane.
He looks like a seal with Seal's head on it. It's so great. You can find it online right now. Or wait for the Super Bowl.
What does Seal say is his payday for that? I'm sure he had to do some negotiating.
If I'm Seal, I do that for free just so I can see myself superimposed or like CGI as a seal.
Oh.
It's so great. Like honestly though, like it would be pretty awesome though on Super Bowl Sunday if that was the first time you saw that. So I might be on the side of all these commenters.
The element of surprise, we like it.
I think that was awesome, though.
480 people have died trying to do something that we all do on possibly a daily basis. So what is that? We're going to tell you what's trending after AC/DC.
The Daily Mix Show.
We know that many of you are just waking up and getting your day going. and the world is moving so fast around us. There's so much happening in pop culture. And we're going to help you sort it out by telling you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show?
But first, a selfie. A new study shows that between 2008 and 2024, selfie-related deaths are up to 480. And they say that this is outpacing the deaths from shark attacks.
Well, yeah, I'm not around sharks as much as I am around my cell phone. So, dude, I see so many people every day just like so... And I'm guilty of it. I definitely am a slave to my cell phone at times. But I mean, we're at a point where like they're holding it up, not paying attention to what they're walking into.
Mm-mm, no. Yeah. Selfie-related deaths are a big problem. People are trying to get, you know, get the shot and all that good stuff. And a lot of these are falling from heights, drownings being the most common causes. Everybody wants those likes, baby.
I still think my favorite one. Well, there's two that are my favorites. With the person that was like so into their phone that they were walking and they tripped in a mall. And went right into like the fountain, like the pond, like the little fountain where people throw pennies into.
Oh my God.
And then the other one was someone so like knee deep into whatever they were doing on their phone as they're walking the streets. I think of New York. And it was like one of those things where like the you know, something that you could open up and go into the floor and like those, you know what I'm talking about. And it was open and they didn't realize it and they just tripped and went right into it.
Oh boy.
It's just like, come on, put your phone down.
Practice safe selfies, okay?
The Grammys happened. I know I'm the only one of the four of us that watched it, and apparently that seemed to be the case for a lot of people because ratings were down a little bit, 12% decrease from last year. 15.4 million people still ended up watching the Grammys and got to witness Shakira and all of her greatness. That's all that matters. And they did say that it was the most social television program ever, generating 102.2 million online interactions. So I don't think the Grammys are having any hard time like with making money off of their broadcast, from the social media stuff to the TV stuff as well. But also, they did give some money back to a great cause. They raised over $9 million for wildfire relief in California during the broadcast, and an additional $15 million over the weekend. So whether or not you like the Grammys, that's awesome they were able to make that happen.
Well, to dovetail on that, Steve, last week that fire aid benefit, that show has already raised over $100 million to support the needs of the victims that have been affected and all the long-term recovery that's going to be associated with repairing after the devastating wildfires in L.A. 50 million viewers watched everyone from Green Day and Billie Eilish. That was a pretty cool team up. Lady Gaga was there. Stevie Wonder, Jelly Roll, Nirvana's reunion happened. It was just really cool. No doubt that was a big highlight.
I didn't know that the Chili Peppers were there. I thought I watched all the rock artists because I made it a point to like go find like the, you know, thank goodness for YouTube when people put timestamps on the performances.
So helpful.
And just click right to like No Doubt's performance. Danny, did you watch Green Day?
No.
Oh, it was so good.
Billie Eilish came out. They sang, I can't remember what song they sang, but it's like one of their slower tracks.
Yeah, it's off of it.
It's relatively new.
It is. I watched clips. I didn't watch the whole performance.
They were great.
No, super good.
Well, you don't know until you watch the whole
thing. I watched the little clips that I needed to, Steve. I was just sad that I wasn't there.
Oh, man, that would have been a great concert to be at.
For sure.
Speaking of, I got to give a shout out to Jimmy Kimmel. I don't know if you watched last night. So he had two firefighters on to give them some love for everything that's going on with what they had to deal with. And he made it a point to get a firefighter that is a fan of the Kansas City Chiefs and a firefighter that's a fan of the Philadelphia Eagles. So
Brilliant. He's
talking to both of them, and they're both on via Zoom. And then he's like, you know what? I have a pair of tickets to go to the Super Bowl for one of you. And he had them compete in stupid stuff. And it mostly was visual. Like, he's like, okay, you have X amount of time. Go find everything that's the colors of your favorite team. And like the Chiefs fan was a little bit of an older dude. He got some stuff, but the Eagles fan was like a younger, relatively new firefighter. And he was finding like a sponge because there's green in the sponge. It was pretty funny. And then one of the challenges was, okay, now go run around the firehouse and grab another human and bring him back. Like, grab one of your coworkers. Within seconds, the Eagles fan had one of his fellow firefighters in a fireman's carry over his shoulders. Like, it was within seconds. It was like, you couldn't time it better. To the point where Jimmy's like, did he just jump from the ceiling and land on you? Like, how'd you get that to happen so fast? But the best part of it, he made sure he hooked up both of them with tickets.
Aww.
And I was like, that was pretty freaking cool.
Good guy, Jimmy Kimmel.
So both the Chiefs fan and the Eagles fan get to go with, and not go together, but, you know, bring somebody with them. So
that was,
I thought that was
special.
Pretty awesome. Yeah.
Rockaholics, how would you like to beat Steve? You have one more chance this morning to make that happen. And he has a current record of 36 wins, 22 losses, and 5 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 850.
The Daily Migs Show.